If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to turn to John chapter 13. And pray for me for a few minutes. I'll try to preach here a little bit. Thursday night, I was trying to preach over there a few chapters back on the Feast of the Tabernacle. And sit back here, I guess, Friday morning. And that's about where I'd stopped reading. And where I felt like the Lord would have me on Thursday and preach a little bit of that stuff. And then I started back reading. I got back over here to John chapter 13. And from the Feast of the Tabernacles, we've come to a couple more feasts. And I want to talk to you about them this morning. And the Bible said in verse 1 of chapter 13 of John, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them to the end." I love that scripture right there. Thank God. He loved them to the end. If you don't get nothing else this morning, find that out, that he loves you. And the Bible said in Now I want you to notice something here, because I'm going to read this chapter, but I'm going to back up to this. And it said, "And supper being ended." You remember that right there. "And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. And after that, he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. And if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. And if I know these things, happy are ye if you do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, He that eateth bread with me hath lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me. He that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on the other, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him, that he would ask who it should be of whom he spake. He was lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake unto him, for some of them thought because Judas had the bag that Jesus had said unto him, Buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give him something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. Father, we bow before you, and we thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, we ask you for a little while to touch us, clothe us in your power, fill us with your spirit, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord God, that your word is a lamp under our feet and a light under our paths. Lord, I'm asking you this morning, Father, Lord God, to glorify thy Son again. We thank you for all that you are doing. Lord God, we come and ask you, Lord, just to bless this service for Jesus' sake. Amen. I want to talk to you a few minutes about this. And I guess this got on my heart. I was reading this two or three times over the last few days. And to get to where I want to preach, I want to show you something real quickly in this. You see here that Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. I want to preach on a few minutes this morning on, are you washed? Amen. That's what's on my mind. Are you washed? Everybody in here knows what it means to be dirty. You know that. Yes, sir. I mean, Lord, over here at the children's home, it's funny. These boys, Connie's already laughing. She knows what I'm going to say. I mean, they'll go outside and play. The first thing they come in the door, wash your hands. I mean, it don't matter who's down there, whether it's Connie, Molly, Stephanie, whoever it is that's down there, you come in because the first thing they want is a snack. They come in, can I have, go wash your hands. Everybody in here understands what it is to be dirty. You understand what it is to have something on you that does not belong there. Amen. Now, as I was reading this the other day, there's two feasts that's taking place here. We've got the feast of the Passover, and then if you go back to Matthew chapter 26 or Luke chapter 22, and you know this anyway, but you understand that accompanied with the feast of the Passover is the feast of unleavened bread. Those two go together. The feast of the Passover was always held on the 14th day of the month, Nisan, in the Jewish months. And then the feast of unleavened bread starts on the 15th day. Now, I want to say this about the Feast of Passover. The Feast of the Passover is not a day, a month, a week, or anything like that. The Feast of Passover is a meal. That's what it is. It's a meal. It's a meal. It's when they sit down back there in the Old Testament, and they, in Exodus chapter 12, this is when this feast was initiated, when God the Father told Moses, said, I want you to go and get you a lamb. You prepare a meal. You eat of this lamb. That's what the Feast of the Passover is. This is a meal. It's not a day. It's not a time. It's a meal that they sit down and have. And then following the meal of the Passover, you got the Feast of the of Unleavened Bread, which is 7 days that they go. It's when they Jesus told them, or the Lord told them back there in the Old Testament, said you don't have time. You don't have time to prepare the bread. You take this bread unleavened. You don't add nothing to it. You don't do anything with it. You just get out. That was the thing that he was trying to explain to those. Listen, They were slaves.
Amen. Yeah.
They were slaves in the land of Egypt. And he said, if you're ever going to get out, now is the time.
Yeah.
Now is the time. If you're ever going to get out of this bondage, and I want to say something, that is exactly what they was crying for. They wanted out from under the bondage that they was in, and God was going to deliver them. And he said, in order for you to get out, you've got to get out this way. You're going to have to get you a lamb, and you're going to have to eat of that lamb, and you're going to have to take the blood of that lamb. You must take the blood of that lamb and put it over the doorpost, and when the death angel comes by, he'll pass over you. Now I want to talk to you about another, before I go on and preach a little while, I want to talk to you about a scripture over here, or at least I want to read it to you, because I want to preach on, are you washed? The Bible said, it said in Revelations chapter 1 and verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Thank God. That is the only way to be washed, is in the blood of the Lamb of God. I mean, they tell these boys, go to in the bathroom. We all understand this. Get you some soap in your hands. Run hot water. Wash them off. Then you can come and eat. But I want to, that don't do you no good in here. You must be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now, I want to talk to you about this. Here's a type of this over in the book of Matthew. As I was telling you, they deal with two feasts over there in Matthew chapter 26. They're dealing with the feast of the Passover and then, the feast of unleavened bread. Unleavened bread is this. I thank God there's nothing added to it. You don't add anything to the bread. You leave out with this. At the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't need to add anything to him. You can't add nothing that makes him any better. He's God, and besides him, there is no other. In the book of Isaiah, he said, I'm the Savior, and besides me there is no other. You can't add anything to him. I mean, to get you anywhere with God, you must be washed.
Amen.
You must. Now, I'm preaching this for a reason. There's one feller here that did not get washed.
Amen.
There's one here, and I'm going to read it to you. The Bible said this, and supper being ended. Now, I know what happens down through here. I read it to you how that after supper was ended, he girded himself, he washed the disciples, washed their feet. Peter said, Lord, you can't do this. He said, if I don't wash you, you have no part with me. Then Peter said, not my feet only, but my hands and my head. Jesus said, when I wash you, you're going to be clean every whit.
Amen.
Top to bottom. Top to bottom, you're clean. Top to bottom, you're clean. Now, the problem come with, if you go back to Matthew 26 and read it in its context, Judas's problem was this. He held the money bag. In Matthew chapter 26, they're in Simon the leper's house. Judas thought more of the money than he did of Jesus. Now, I know there's some preordained things in there also, but I'm going to preach it this morning. And there's a woman there that had an alabaster box. She broke that alabaster box and she poured it over. She anointed Jesus for his burying, for his death. And Judas got upset. And he said, could this not have been sold and given to the poor? Jesus said, you have the poor with you always.
Amen.
He wasn't going to sell it and give it to nobody. He's going to sell it and put it in the bag. But then if you read it in the context, this is what he done. Since he didn't get that money, he went to the priest. And he said, what do you give me to betray him? They said, we'll covenant with you for 30 pieces of silver. He said, I'll take it. And he did. He is upset. But now listen. You say, well, wasn't he there when he was washing feet? No, I'm going to read it to you. The Bible said that after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake unto him, this unto him. For some of them thought because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Now listen. He then, having received the sop, went out immediately. Then I read to you the supper's ended. See, this is the account of the end of the supper. And as soon as he received the sop, he left. You know what he missed out on? The washing. Now, I've been thinking about that. How long do you reckon Judas walked with Jesus? How many miracles do you think Jesus done before him? How many times did he see Judas see the dead raised? How many times did he see the power of God and the glory of God? How many times did he see Jesus sitting in the temple teaching? How many times? He spent probably three and a half years with Jesus. And the one thing he needed, he left out. He left and did not have it. The one thing it was required, you must be washed. Jesus told Peter, if you don't let me wash you, you can come to church. You can read your Bible. You can do all the things, but my God, if you don't let him wash you.
That's right. Amen. Yeah.
Lord Willie, I'm tore. That's why I'm so down. I'm tore up. Let me just be blunt real quickly. You can play games all you want to all your life, but this ain't the place nor the time. Eternity, my God. Brett was talking about that man that left out in eternity. My cousin left out in eternity. The graveyards are full of them that left out in eternity. And you know, you get up and you talk about things they've done in their lives. And all I really want to know this morning is, did they let Jesus wash them? Did they let Jesus wash them? God help. You know who this is a message for? They're celebrating. They're talking about the Feast of Passover and Feast of... This is a message for slaves.
Amen.
To those Israelites, they were slaves down there. They were slaves to the Egyptians. Now this is a message for slaves. Slaves to sin. Slaves to self.
Yeah.
Slaves. But you've got to let Jesus wash you.
Amen.
You've got to. You know, this is so easy. A child can understand it. A child can understand. You know what it is to be dirty. And you're sitting here, some of you sitting here this morning lost, and you know what it is to be dirty.
Amen.
You know what it is to be dirty on the inside. And the only thing you can do about it is let Jesus wash you. Or, listen to me, or you can leave out of here like Judas does. You know what Judas done here? Not only did he committed spiritual suicide.
Yes,
And then he went out there and committed literal suicide. I'm going to tell you something. You can't live with the things you've done. But God can give you grace. Say, I ain't done that much. Well, thank God. Some of us others have. Some of us others, we just ain't no good. But I glory in the Lamb. Paul said, I'm the chiefest among sinners, but I am what I am by the grace of God. You know what happened? He got washed. See, this ain't no deep message. It's just one that's here. And it was required for all the men of Israel. I talked about that Thursday night. There's three feasts that all the men of Israel, the Jews, they had to come to three feasts. One of them is the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the other one. This is one of the others, the Feast of Passover. They had to be there. And I believe this, in that Jewish custom, the man represented the family. That's what it is. That's not downplaying women or children, but the men represented the family.
Amen.
And they had, it's so important. They said, this is the Passover. We've got to be there. God help. You know why the scripture says you must be born again? Only way you get cleansed. That unleavened bread, it not only represents the sinless, spotless Lamb of God, but that bread represents the nourishment that we get spiritually. The only way you get cleansed, you partake of that lamb that they had back there, the Passover lamb. God help. You don't have to mix anything with Jesus. See, he'll nourish your soul. You say, well, what happens then? Well, I know what he told them over in Exodus chapter 12, verse 31. He said, look, leave the land of Egypt to serve the Lord. They were the servants of the Egyptians. Now they're the servants of the Lord. But here this fellow was, Judas. God help, what tears me up is all the things that he's seen. The times that he said. The Lord called him friend. The Lord gave him sup. But when it was time for him to be cleansed, he left. You know how scary that is to walk out these doors.
Amen.
Unclean when God's speaking to you.
Yeah.
Is he speaking to you this morning? Are you dirty?
God.
Is your soul black with sin? You might hide that from me, but he knows. And I want to say this, you know. But this is what he said. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins. Lord, I want to just tell you this. He loves you and he wants to wash you. And Peter said, no, not. He said, you don't have no part in me. He said, my feet, my hands, and my head. The Lord said, I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to wash you every whit. Best I can tell, that means this. You're just like him then. You're without spot and you're without blemish. every whit. He don't leave nothing, no sin unpaid, no debt. You're free. You're no longer a slave. Egypt has no bondage over you. Sin has no bondage over you. You're free, thank God. Now my question is this, and I'm going to go. I'm not going to go. I'm going to get Kim to come up here, if she will, and play a verse. But I want to ask you, are you dirty? Are you dirty? Is your heart? Now I'm not trying to embarrass you because we're all dirty. I know how you feel. And there ain't nobody going to laugh at you. There ain't nobody going to make fun of you. God help, my heart's broke because I want you to be clean.
Amen. Oh, God.
I want you to do like Judas done and leave. Dirty. Dead. In trespasses and in sins. She plays every head bowed and every eye closed. Church, just pray. And if you're dirty this morning like Jesus to cleanse you, Jimmy done said, just step out. He'll do it. Brett said this morning, when he stepped out, the Lord cleaned him up. He saved him. I tried my best to make it as simple. You know what it is to be dirty. You know what it is to be told that you go clean up. But you don't have that power in yourself. But the Lord loves you, and he said, I'll do it for you. He told Peter, he said, I'll clean you up. How about it? Anybody need to come and get cleaned up? Don't miss out on what he... If I had the words, I'd say them. But all I'm going to say is this, if the Lord's dealing with you, if he's dealing with you, come on. Just as you are, the only way you can come. But you won't leave that way. You'll leave as he is. He'll leave as he is. Great God. Oh, Lord. I'm going to let her finish this stanza. If nobody comes, I'll let you go. Church, I want you to keep praying that the Lord don't let them go. You realize that Jesus said, go ahead. That's the way you want to go. This is the happiest book. And then it's the saddest book. You know Jesus loves you.
joy spoken of with Jesus. But it also speaks of suffering and a place where sinners go. Play it again. He loves you. Give me an invitation because I don't feel like it's a pull, but this morning I feel like it's a pull. It's not my feelings anyway, it's a fight sometimes. It's a fight. This is a fight for the souls of men. For heaven and hell and life and death. This is a fight for eternity. Brett, come up here and pray with them. Are you dirty? Do you want to be clean? Jesus. I bless the Lord. I mean, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I want to be in hell right now. One day when I was just a little fella, I didn't even know what to do. But you know what he done? He girded himself. Anybody else? Will he pray for us this morning?
Hallelujah. Father.
God.
Call.
We love you.
Thank you, Father.
Do it if you'll let him. That was Peter's whole thing. You gonna let me wash you or not? It's not hard, just are you gonna let him do it? He'll take care of the rest. He'll do it if you'll let him. Peter said, yeah, go ahead.
So now I'll tell you what, I'm going to do it all. You don't have nothing to worry about. That's the way coming out of captivity is. Children of Israel didn't realize everything they got, but the Lord took care of them. He brought them out. They come to impossible places. He parted the sea. They still come to impossible places. Water was bitter. He saw a tree and put the tree in. Water's made sweet. Fed them every day. They went out to serve him. Amen. Now, well, I appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
I do. I do. I appreciate the Lord. We wouldn't have no hope without him. Amen. Have you got anything on your heart? Anybody else?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. I've been homesick all week this week. So I watched you preach Thursday night. And I went to the service for Thomas. And he was singing. And he kept saying he just wanted to get these little ones saved.
Yeah.
Saved too.
Amen.
But you got to listen to his voice and you got to hear him. Pay attention and listen to him.
Amen.
This is serious business in here. This isn't a gathering just for people to gather and have a community. This is here to hear God, to hear his spirit draw you. This is serious in here. I appreciate him, though.
Amen.
I appreciate him drawing.
Yesterday morning, I went in a place and it's a blessing, really. I went in kind of unusual. There's a lady there, and she had a cart. She had her phone on it. And it's playing some of them old hymns. I'm talking about in a public place. Some of the old stuff. And it's a blessing. And she had her turned up loud, too. And everybody come by there. And I got talking to her. And she was talking about Jesus. She said, I'm looking for him to come.
Amen.
And I'm telling you this to tell you something. I'm going to let you go. She's talking about the Lord coming. She said, there ain't nothing that's left stopping him from coming. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
And there is. I'm going to give you a scripture. The only thing stopping him is he's long-suffering. He's long-suffering. That's the only thing stopping him. Nothing else has to be done, she's right, but he's long-suffering. And that's what I was wanting to say was this. That helped me. It really did help me. Because it don't take much to get me down and out. I need him to come by. I don't want to go through the motions of church. I'm not interested. I want to come to church and worship him. I want to come and feel him. And if I feel like I'm going through the motions, I get down and out. And I don't want to go through them. But it helped me yesterday when he said, yeah, I'm long-suffering. That helped me because I knew he's coming back by. He's got reasons for not coming back immediately. And the reasons are you're sitting here dirty. Some of you are sitting here dirty, and he don't want you to go to hell. Some of you, if you'd die right now, you'd go to hell. Something would happen. But he's long-suffering. I'm looking for him to come by and do it again. I need his presence. I need him, Willie. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I appreciate the Lord. And I don't know how to tell it, but I'm glad that he loves us. But I want to say I appreciate the Holy Ghost coming by us. And that's the, I mean, he don't just come by. I mean, he left heaven that day. And he come down here with all of heaven. But he don't just show up just to be showing up. And I appreciate it this morning. And I know sometimes it's hard. And this is what the devil don't like, brothers and sisters. Bless God, I tell you. And I won't say it again. We was in the prayer room a few nights ago. And I guess it's Aaron, she's not here, but I guess one of her little old girls. That little old girl said, she walked out of that room, and this is what she said. She looked up at her daddy, and she said, Daddy, how much candy can I get? And I thought about that. I appreciate this little young. She's come and got all that she can get.
Yeah. Amen.
She's come and got it this morning.
Amen.
And I want to say I'm glad this morning that she was in a place where she could hear some the real truth this morning. The real truth of the Word of God this morning.
Amen.
A lot of people don't have it this morning. There's a lot of people going to hell this morning. Lord God. And they don't know it. Because they've never heard the truth. But I appreciate the place here.
Amen.
The side of the road that God put here.
Amen.
That little old sinners can come and get saved. I mean, it don't matter who you are. You can come and get saved. I'm glad he loved me.
Amen.
Come to where I was at.
Amen.
And Mike hit on something this morning. I mean, when you get saved, the devil brings stuff up to you.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll have to live with it. I'm going to be honest with you. You'll have to live with it. Go to the grave. But see, Jesus.
God, yeah, thank God.
He don't remember it.
Amen.
Once he washes you, he don't remember it. And that's all I can say. God bless the Lord. He don't remember nothing I've done.
Amen.
It's all back yonder somewhere.
Yeah.
It's buried.
Amen.
I mean, when he came out of hell that day, he buried it. He buried all my sins. And I thank you this morning.
Amen.
And I'll just be honest with you. I feel plum good. Bless God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I mean, the devil didn't get it. I mean, hallelujah. She got rescued, and I appreciate it.
Amen.
It's God that done it. Hallelujah. It's God the Father and God the Holy Ghost and the Lamb of God that's done it.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you.
You are blessed.
Amen. Yeah.
I just want to say I'm proud of having this morning. See, I think it's been on the way.
Yeah.
That kid, she means a lot to me and I'm proud of her. See, she prayed for me.
Amen.
When I was in the hospital, laid up shot through, didn't know if I was going to make it there or not, she prayed for me. And this kid, she knows how to pray.
Amen.
And I think that's been on the way for a long time now. I'm proud of her. She, Danielle was telling me yesterday, Hayden was at school and one of her friends, Hayden had this bracelet on. And he said, "What's that T?" And she said, "That's a cross." She said, "You've seen that?" And he said, "No, it's a T." And she said, "That represents Jesus Christ, and He died for us, our sins." That little boy didn't know that, and I'm glad Hayden's in a place where he knows that.
Yeah, man.
When I stopped by Brett's shop yesterday, I went in there and took one of these books he had, and it's like for kids, it's got like a comic in it that it tells the story of Jesus there and stuff, and Hayden is going to take it and give it to her little friend at school tomorrow, and you never know when something like that will help somebody and plant that seed and you know what it'll lead to later on. I pray the Lord for Hayden and for what he's done.
Yeah, man.
There's one thing about it, she'll never smell the smoke.
Amen.
She'll feel the flame to feel.
Amen. Pray for him. Amen. All right. I like what William said one time. He said, "You can't get men to move, but you can pray and God to move." He can. So that's what we need to do. Just pray and ask Him to move. When He moves, everything else does. Amen. All right. Anybody else?